بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد وقال سبحانه وتعالى ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون الله سبحانه وتعالى relates in the Quran in the name of Allah the most merciful the most gracious ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. This is the scripture in which there is no doubt, containing guidance for those who are mindful of Allah or of God. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب, who believe in the unseen, ويقيمون الصلاة, and steadfast in their prayer. ومما رزقناهم ينفقون, and spend out of what we have provided for them. Last week we completed most of this ayah, a majority portion of it. This week, inshallah, should be a shorter lesson. So we'll just finish the verse, and inshallah, next week we'll go through the next verse and we'll finish the next verse. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here relates. وَيُقِيمُ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِدٍ. So who are those that are God conscious? So basically this Quran is being told to us as Muslims, predominantly number one, right? It's been sent to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who's relating this, right? Then we've done the aspect, it came in a book format, we've done this ages ago, it came in a book format afterwards. Now we're being told that this book has no doubt, and we covered this. هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, guidance for those who are God conscious, yani who have taqwa. Now the second question is, right, even though we explain aspects of taqwa, was who, in very simple terms, what is taqwa? Or what are actions of taqwa? So the first one we did last week, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, those that believe in the unseen, and we related what the unseen meant. What does the unseen mean? And very simply, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ, all the way to the end. We did that last week. And also, according to some of the Mufassirun, we believe in those things that our intellect and our senses cannot gather. Right? Those things that our intellect and our senses cannot gather. For example, we believe in a Jannah. Right? Believing in a Jannah, our intellect without any news from anyone, we wouldn't really know, is there a Jannah, is there not a Jannah? That we know through wahi. Is there a Jahannam? Is there a hell? We know through wahi. So those things that are completely authentic, we believe in them, meaning we believe in the unseen. And part of that, that's why we say, آمنتُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. You know what we've done when we were children? All the way to that. Next bit, وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. So we believe. Taqwa, second one, is we establish the prayer, just say. And this is why I'm saying establish the prayer, just say. Because we explain what yuqimuna meant. Right? Very simply, yuqimuna comes, the Arabs used to say qam ash-shay, to make something erected, something standing. Right? For example, if you have a building, right, and now you want the building to stay firm, right, good. Qam ash-shay, you want it to be perfect. It's already standing, now you want to make it perfect. This is what we mean by yuqimuna, making the salah perfect. Right? Not just establishing. As I'm trying to say, we have to, when you look at a translation, the person that's translating it can't give you a whole summary of what the word means. Or it won't be a translation. So that's why. Qama, and we explain this, means making something perfect. Meaning making our salah into the best form of salah that we can make. Right? And this is why we say it's like that building, it's standing, and to make it perfect. That this is that building. Right? This is that thing. Right? Even today, when you see outside, and you see, naturally you see a nice car, amongst the other cars, what do you say? That car. No, this is that car, which is like it. This is nice. It's maybe perfect, maybe not perfect, but it's the best thing that we have in our what we can see right now. Right? That's like it. That's when we're talking about prayer. The prayer should be the best form that we can make it. That's why we say qama. Then Allah Azza wa Jal relates, we done that last week. وَمِمَّا رَزَقَنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ That Allah Azza wa Jal here relates that they spend out of what we have provided for them. This is the last category in this verse. Any third category? Akhir, last one. Now here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is relating to us. Majority of the commentators say that this is talking about وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ They spend out of what we have given to them. Right? This comes for farad, I mean, so zakat and sadaqah. Right? And sadaqah. Meaning, when we say sadaqah here, we also mean in our terms, lillah. Right? In our terms, nafil sadaqah, meaning lillah. Meaning all aspects. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here uses the word وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ And this word yunfiqun comes from infaq, right? Which means giving in a general sense. Any arm. It's giving in a very general sense. And this is why this word here, nafa, the root word of it, it actually means something that is finishes or given away or goes away. So when you give something and it's it looks like it's decreased from you, gone to something else, that's infaq. That's infaq. Right. For example, by the way, this doesn't just go in money. When a person gives, he says, I'm going to give 1 hour to the masjid. I have ability to do, you know, Allah gives different people different abilities, by the way, right? So somebody has ability to help in, you know, different ways, right? Somebody is very mashallah technical, so they say, this 1 hour, I'm going to go to the masjid and help out and do this. You know, a very big problem that we have in our society, we only think in the aspect of giving as financial monetary terms, in money terms. But a person now has given an hour of a person has given an hour. That hour is gone. You can't get it back. It's given to somebody else, you can kind of say. That's also infaq. That's also infaq. Meaning giving. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ From what we gave you, you give it back to Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is why, you know, in this word it says وَمِمَّا From what we gave you. This min actually here means it's tab'idiyah. And what that means is this min is here because Allah Azza wa Jalla has put it here, meaning we're not asking for everything. We're asking for a portion. Any kuch. Right? So we gave you everything that you have. Allah has given us. It's very simple. We earn money through our intellect, given to us by Allah. Physical capacity, given to us by Allah. Right? Inherited, meaning from somebody else, usually parents, or it could be somebody else. Again, we didn't ask to be in that family, put there by Allah Azza wa Jal. Right? So what Allah gave us, Allah Azza wa Jal says that the muttaqi, the God-conscious person, he believes in Allah in the heart, he reads his salah, yuqimuna, establishes the prayer, and he is giving something back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And here, this is why, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ This is an important aspect. You know, when we ask people to give something back, right, we should know what people are capable of giving back. This is very, very important. You know, and as a side note here, one of my teachers used to always say this, that, you know, in a community, we'll have different mizaj, temperament, and different types of people. We'll have somebody that's wealthy, no time. So he can give you and help the masjid by his money. But you will have sometimes a person that can help you in different ways. Somebody is technical. So now it's the job to understand that how can I make use of this person with his qualities. And this is why it's very, very important to understand that we have to look at people like gold. What that means is, you know, when gold is plucked up, when gold is plucked up, it has to be refined and cleaned, right? So in the very same manner, somebody comes forward, we might think there might be no benefit, but you will always find one good quality in that person. It's guaranteed. You will always find one good quality. The problem, we have to find that quality and use that quality. Learn to use it. Because what happens is the people of the dunya are using that quality. We have to make use of that quality in Islam. That's what it means. That is why everybody has a gift. You know, somebody is good at laboring, somebody is good at technical aspect, somebody is good at IT aspect, somebody is good at, you know, generally doing something. You know, everybody is good at a certain aspects, especially in this day and age where we have people in different jobs, different fields, learning different things in their jobs. So it is from us to take those good things and bring them into the plate, as they call it, bring them into one. And we don't ask for the whole time. We ask for a portion of their time. It's very, very important also. Because if we ask the whole time, it's impossible. So you always ask a portion of time. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has related to us that a person that has taqwa, number one, as we said, iman bil ghayb. So we believe in the unseen. And remember, it's from the heart first, not just from the mouth. You know, yesterday, for example, there's a very, you know, quick thing. Yesterday, you know, Brother Peter became a Muslim, right? So, Muhammad, his name became. And he read the Shahada, we said. He read the Shahada. What that means is, it was already in his heart. Islam was already in his heart. But to confirm it, he done with the mouth. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb. This is what it means by aqidah of ghayb. Whether we say, we confirm. Then after this, we pray our salah, establish the prayer. And now we give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why also understand. So giving in the path of Allah from the very small bit, whether we give to a masjid, whether we construct a well, whether we give to a certain town, whether we give to a certain people that are poor, we perform hajj, we perform umrah, right? This is all in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is all in the path of Allah. To the extent that the Mufassirun rahimahullah relate, if you had the right intention, and you're giving for the sake of your family, meaning your wife, your children, this is also giving in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you're giving because Allah told you to give. Allah made you responsible, so you gave. And this is why, if the intention is correct, this is all giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Qatada rahimahullah ta'ala here relates, this wealth that Allah has given is a responsibility upon you. Wealth is a responsibility upon you. And verily you will part from it one day, so spend in the way of Allah. It's going to go from you. The day you die, it's gone. It's not yours. So spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And last but not least to understand here, Allah Azza wa Jal here relates, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. The word يُؤْمِنُونَ. Then وَيُقِيمُونَ. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ صَلَاتَ. Right? And then the last bit, يُنْفِقُونَ. We just done as well. The last word. All of these words Allah has used are present tense. Yani, in Urdu we say مُسْتَقْبِل. Hal or مُسْتَقْبِل. Meaning now and present tense. We say in English, present tense words. The reason why, and the verbs, they are verbs, right? The reason why they have been used, that Allah has used verbs which are present tense. Because in Arabic, this connotates to dawam. Dawam here means something that's done continuously. Not just once. It's done again, 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 and again. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Iman has to be always refreshed. Right? You always have to refresh Iman. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. Namaz is one of those acts you keep on doing. يُنْفِقُونَ. You keep on giving for the sake of Allah. From what Allah has given you, you keep on giving. Allah gives, you give back. Allah gives, you give some of it back. Now, a question that arises here is, out of all of the qualities, why did Allah Azza wa Jal place these three qualities first? All of the qualities, why has Allah Azza wa Jal placed these three qualities first? The answer to it is very simple. Number one is, the first quality is faith. يؤمنون بالغيب. That is faith. And that is the most important quality. Because if you don't have Iman, you don't get rewarded in the hereafter. We might be rewarded in this world, but there's no sawab of the hereafter. Because then depends, number one, يؤمنون بالغيب, in believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other two qualities, which go on to virtuous deeds, أعمال, as we say, comes to actions. They are virtuous deeds. Now, out of the virtuous deeds, there are many, many deeds that are virtuous. So why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used only these two deeds? Number one is, when we do good deeds, all of our good deeds, they're either bodily actions or monetary actions. All of our good deeds are bodily actions or financial. Right? And amongst the bodily actions, meaning using our body, is amongst using the body, the best of actions is salah. That's like the master of the actions. And this is obviously the reason why salah has come first. Number two, salah also has come first because it's something we do day in and day out. So you have to always be reminded for it. And also, it also relates here that salah has different things inside it. Meaning, when you give him money, what do? You give money and it's finished. It's a done deal. Right? Alhamdulillah, you have gave money. But when you're reading namaz, it takes more time, number one. You're using concentration, number two. Number three, you're doing things that you can't do outside salah. Like, you can kind of say you're fasting in salah. Meaning you can't eat and drink. If somebody ate and drank, the namaz is gone. So you're doing all of these actions, and this is why salah is the mother of the actions. It comes first. And when it comes to giving, meaning giving money in the path of Allah, the word infaq is used here because it covers all types of financial aspects. Not just zakah, it covers all. So what we are literally being told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that have faith, do the bodily actions that you've been told, and give and make sure you are financially giving or doing what you are meant to do also. Now the next question, and these questions we do at the beginning, and then as the Quran just goes, then we don't need to keep on doing them basically, because inshallah already be there. Next question is, salah and zakah put together, we all know this. الذين يقيمون الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة الذين يقيمون الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة. Why is salah and zakah put together in the Quran? Right. One is obviously we just said bodily actions, financial actions. But so why is it also put together? There's a reason for this also. We are being told two things from salah and zakah. We are being told two things. From salah, who do we pray salah for? For Allah. Right? We pray salah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are being told to be concentration, because obviously, as we said, in salah we need complete concentration. And we need devotion and ikhlas, sincerity. And we need to be able to do it all the time. Right? Zakah. We do it for Allah, but who benefits? We benefit ourselves, but we also benefit other people. Right? When we give in the path of Allah, especially zakah, when we're giving somebody poor, they will benefit. You know, obviously, common sense, you're giving £1,000 to somebody, and they can feed themselves, they can, you know, do whatever they want with it. Right? But they're going to benefit, inshallah. Right? That's why you're giving it, so that they are able to benefit from what you have given. Right? They're poor, hence, you're giving a zakat, so they benefit from it. Yes, it's a command of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and you're doing it for the sake of Allah. But they are getting some benefit out of it. Right? But when you're reading namaz, it's only for you. Nobody else benefits from your namaz. Right? You say Allahu Akbar in Isha Salah today, your wife or your children are not benefiting from that. But you give £1,000 to your rishtadar or cousin or someone that is poor, struggling, obviously they benefit from it. So you're giving for the sake of Allah. But what we're being told from these two things, the Mufassirun rahimahullah relate here, is that we are being told, you know, in our lives, live with sense for the sake of Allah and help mankind. That's why these two come together. Salah and zakah. Salah is teaching us that we should live for the sake of Allah, our devotion, concentration, always remembering Allah. And zakat is telling us that to help other people. That live a life of concentration and helping other people. Right? And this is why, you know, very interestingly, side note, as we say, we'll take this as a side note. And I said this a couple of Jummas ago also. There was a research done. Sometimes, you know, we end up reading some research that we would just find. There's a documentary research done by one of the universities in the United States. And the research actually was that why do people give money to poor? Not just Muslims, by the way, meaning no, generally, right? Because even the non-Muslims give a lot of money to the poor, as we all know this, right? Or, you know, they give to the unfortunate, whatever you want to call it. Or they give to charities that they think that would give to the poor. Or they give it even maybe to the church that they think they'll give it to the poor. But technically, they're trying to give it to the poor also. So there's this research done by one of the professors. And he realized that one of the key reasons is, out of all of the research they've done and the questionnaires that they gave to all the people that do this, that they knew, you know, so many thousands of people, is that the person that is giving feels good inside and peace and sincerity inside, hence that's why they give. So meaning that, you know, the conclusion was that not just the recipient benefits, whoever was given it, but the person that's giving it, they benefit from it in a moral aspect kind of way, where they feel a less of a burden within the heart. They feel some kind of peace. They feel some kind of peace within their heart. And that's why they give, to feel that peace, and then once they feel that peace once, they sometimes give again to feel that peace. But khair, we give it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, but why has yuqimuna as-salah wa yu'tuna az-zakah come? There's many wisdoms for it. One of the key wisdoms is, we are being told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remember this, concentrate, devotion is for Allah, and we help the man. We help people also. We need to learn to be helpers. It's very, very important. And last but not least, is that we started the verse that the muttaqi is the one that does الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. So we are asked here that our action, meaning number one is our heart should be pure for the sake of Allah, and our bodily actions should be for the sake of Allah, and we should be doing our bodily actions. And last but not least is zakat. Meaning all our financial aspects, we should be trying to give something to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we are being told in this verse. Inshallah, in the next verse, which we'll do next week, where we will inshallah do two verses next week, because they kind of are linked, where Allah azza wa jal here also relates about guidance and success. Who are successful and who are guidance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to understand the Qur'an, give us the ability to make Qur'an being part of our lives, and give us the ability also to recite the Quran. اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم عيننا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء وصل اللهم على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.